Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Dave Carlson, good morning.
Good morning, Coz. What a great 24 hours it has been for Greyhound Racing in New South Wales. I'm over at the corner flag. I'm shadow boxing with the corner flag after I've put one in the back of the old onion bag.
He has been like Chicken Man. He's been everywhere. He's everywhere. Timmy Cahill has been on television. He's been all over the place, hasn't he?
Yeah, it is absolutely tremendous news. Very exciting news, Sean. As I've been mentioning all week, the Greyhound as Pets ambassador in this state is a national sporting treasure. The Socceroos legend, Timmy Cahill, who made more than 100 appearances for Australia. He's our men's all-time leading goal scorer. Who could forget that our first World Cup finals goal in 2006 against Japan, which Tim scored. He played in England for Everton and Millwall, for whom he kicked the winning goal in the 2004 FA Cup semi-final. And he's an animal lover who has adopted a greyhound. Greyhound Racing New South Wales Chief Executive Tony Mestrov made the announcement of Tim Cahill's appointment, and he joins us now. Tony, good morning. You could not have got a more respected and admired sports person than Tim to encourage people to become involved in greyhound adoption.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. We couldn't have got a better person. I mean, the passion he showed for the dog itself, the greyhound, the first time we met, just resonated with me. And, you know, we're obviously trying to lift the profile of our Greyhounds as Pets program and animal welfare in our industry. And firmly believe Tim Cahill is the perfect ambassador. And on top of that, we've seen him adopt out a beautiful, beautiful greyhound, Lumo, which is going to his parents' property up in Byron Bay. But he's a real advocate. He's really going to help us lift the profile of this great program, which is the main rehoming program of Greyhound Racing New South Wales.
Well, Tony, as you say, from the first time you met him, you could tell that he had enormous passion for animals. That just matches the passion that he's shown for football.
He did. He's an amazing person. And the conversation we had over the last year about this program, he has all these ideas that we want to implement as a business, and Tim's backing, and he is fully invested. Tim's going to be the ambassador for the next 3 years. He didn't want to be, you know, a fly-by-night ambassador where he wasn't invested. He's duly invested in the animal itself and wants to, you know, tell that good story. The aim is to rehome all our racing dogs, and I believe Tim will help with that. He's got a huge following on social media. Watch the last number of days since the announcement, that the following has been all positive. So he's going to be an amazing supporter for the industry to take us forward into the future, particularly the GAP program.
Yeah, well, getting Tim Cahill, Tony, just shows how much value and importance that GRNSW places on the welfare of greyhounds and the rehoming.
Exactly right. Look, GAP's important. It's the most important program to Greyhound Racing New South Wales. We must rehome all of our racing dogs. Look, we've expanded our operations to provide additional funding for other rehoming groups as well and regional areas. So we're going to get an amazing result in Sydney, Dave. You know, we're going to nearly hit 700 rehome dogs. Last year, we're just over 400. So an amazing feat for this program. Not only that, we're, you know, obviously a charity as well. So the opportunity to raise more funds and get more resources, huge amount of support from Kevin Anderson, the new minister. He's been fantastic. So, you know, really the world's the limit for this program.
It was great. I was watching Nine News last night, and along comes Danny Widler, who's usually breaking rugby league stories. And there was Danny with a greyhound that him and his family have adopted, alongside the dark grey greyhound, or the dark grey greyhounds, which we call Blue, yes. Which now Tim and his family have adopted. And it's pretty fitting, Tony, that they've got a blue greyhound, because Tim says that her name means blue in Samoan, was picked by his kids, and the colour of his Everton jumpers and his Millwall jumpers was blue as well.
That's exactly right. So it was a family decision and come up with a beautiful name. And the dog and the nature, I mean, if you saw the animal on the football show last night. It was just transfixing, honestly. And, you know, it's a beautiful animal. That just shows what a great pet they are. And obviously Danny Weeder picked up Jersey, adopted our Jersey a number of weeks ago. He's got some great photos, which he was showing to us yesterday. He's got a small chihuahua and another dog. It's the third dog. And Jersey's just fitted in so well. So once again, it's a testament to the GAP staff who do help with the rehoming of the dogs and giving the dog to a suitable family. So a really great story. And Danny's a huge advocate of the program, as you saw last night.
Yeah, that was absolutely terrific. And Cameron Williams at the end said on the news, he went, and greyhounds make great pets. So everyone's behind them. Pete Overton had a big smile on his face. He said he might pop down to the Gap Day on Sunday, which is what I'm going to move on to now, Tony. This Sunday from 10 a.m. at Lion Park on New South Head Road at Rose Bay, just near the Ferry Wharf. The latest Greyhound Adoption Day is on. I believe around 40 of these beautiful creatures are up for adoption. And Tony, I believe that Tim Cahill is going to be there.
Tim will be there again on Sunday. Tim will be there from 11 o'clock. So I encourage everyone to get down to Lion Park on Sunday. You know, obviously we'll have the 45 dogs there. Tim obviously is keen to sign jerseys or whatever's needed. And you'll see there how invested he is with his, you know, new Greyhound Lumo. But on Sunday, the adopted dogs will be $75. Usually they're $250. They're all Desex, C5 vaccinated, microchip, lifetime registered with council, flea treated, intestinally and heart warm. So there's everything there. The dog is ready to be adopted. And as I said, so proud of this program. And it will be a huge day with, you know, a nice attendance from the Sydney folk on Sunday.
Rose Bay, Lion Park, 10 a.m, Tim there from about 11. It's best, folks, that you register first if you want to adopt a greyhound. GAPNSW, gapnsw.com.au. And greyhounds leading the way in animal welfare. Well, Tony Mestrov, I look forward to seeing you at Rose Bay on Sunday morning. It'll be a tremendous day, and let's get some of these greyhounds to some forever homes. And thank you so much for joining us on Going Greyhounds this morning.
See you on Sunday, Disco. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Tony Mestrov, the Chief Executive Officer of GRNSW there, Sean.
Yep, terrific announcement. Now, three New South Wales Greyhounds advanced to the final of the Group 1 Sky Racing Brisbane Cup.
They did last night. Great racing at Albion Park at the Creek. Zipping Bailey, Mystic Riot and Nangar Diva all advanced, Sean. Zipping Bailey for Jace McKay, the Golden Easter Egg champ, railed beautifully after jumping from box two and dashed away in the straight to beat Baruga Brett by a length in 30.04. Earlier, Pete Lagogiani's million-dollar chase champ, Mystic Riot, flew out of box seven, clocked 29.86, when second to Black Opium in the fastest time of the night, the winner posting a scorching 29.62. Mystic Riot was a clear second all of the way. And Nangar Diva from box two for Dennis Barnes also broke 30 seconds in the second fastest race of the night. And the chasers stopped the clock at 29.95, finishing runner-up to Dinah Patty, one of two Andrea Daly-trained dogs to reach the final. Her time was 29.76. Andrea's other winner was Lucy Milo in 30.12, while Seneca for Steve White won the other Sky Racing Brisbane Cup heat in 30.06. A box draw for next Thursday night's $250,000 to the winner final is Baruga Brett in 1, Seneca 2, Zipping Bailey 3, Dinah Patty 4, Mystic Riot 5, Nangar Diva 6, Lucy's Milo 7, Black Opium in 8. The reserves are Orson Allen and Damn Slippery. Last night at Albion Park, the Group 3 Superstayers, a four-dog invitational, was also run, and Tornado Tears had to pull out all stops to nail a gallant Ella Enchanted by three-quarters of a length in 41.76. And Cos Adepto last night, Jody and Andy Lord won the Silver Collar Memorial Final with the uber-consistent Corborn Marty, which sizzled in 29.75, while fellow trainer Peter Sims, who notched a winning double at Wente the previous night, produced a flying maiden winner, Cos, Kenya Star, which broke its maiden at start 7 in a fast 29.88.
All right, you got a winner of three for today?
Yeah, Cos, hopefully. By the way, nominations for Goulburn next Tuesday and Grafton next Wednesday are on for about another couple of minutes, and the noms for casino next Thursday are open until 9 a.m. Monday morning. Okay, a busy Friday today. Four meetings, New South Wales. Casino, it kicks off soon at 11:54. Best bet there, race two, number four, DJ Simple. Race two, number four. Value bet, race five, number one, Pirate's Cut, 5-1. The Gardens in Newcastle begins at 3:14 this afternoon. The best bet, race five, number five, Zipping Mystic, 5-5. With the value bet in race seven, which is a cracking red dog final, number six, Jamella Jet, 7-6. Tonight, Dubbo races from 7:05. Best bet there, race six, number three, Spring Falcon, 6-3. While the value in race is in race seven, number six, Caitlin Keeping, 7-6. And Richmond commences at 7:18 tonight. The best bet on the card is in the last, race 10, number six, She's Radiant, 10-6. With the value bet, race four, number seven, Mighty Senior, 4-7. All the tips, Cos, all the form, the news and everything else is on thedogs.com.au.
All right, good on you, Disco. Have a good weekend.
And you as well, Cos.